I bought this chasuble when I was ordained as a priest last year, which is this is my personal devotion to her, to Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary. It looks really fancy, right? Yeah, I bought this one in Poland. So just whenever I make a promise to her that whenever I have a solemnity, I will use this chasuble. So here we go. So in order to keep you, like be awake and wake you up, I have a two PhD questions for you this morning, okay? The first one, do I look better than Deacon over there? I'm kidding, Deacon. He looks so like simple, like look at me, like so fancy. So, I mean, the virtue of humility is good, yeah. The second PhD question for you all, okay? How many dogmas, Marian dogmas, in the Catholic Church? Yeah, four. So, four dogmas, okay? So, which one? So, can you name it? Four dogmas. So, I will give you the easy one today. Mother of God, okay? Easy enough. Mother of God, the first one. The second one? Yeah, so someone say over here, perpetual virginity of Mary. So, the third one. Yeah, the assumption. Someone saying over here. And the last one? Immaculate Conception. Yes, so four dogmas, four Marian dogmas in the whole Catholic Church. So today is the Mother of God, the oldest, the earliest dogma for the whole Catholic Church. So the dogma today is the Mother of God. Mother of God was established in the year of 431. So, very first moment, very in the 5th century of the church, we have this dogma already. So, we are celebrating the oldest, the earliest dogma for Our Lady. With that, including with the new year, 2025, Holy Year, I would love to reflect with you all, invite you all to reflect with me, 3 points from my homily today. First, Mother of God, Theotokos. The word in Greek, Theotokos. Theotokos means Mother of God, but also the literary means God bear. So Mother of God, Theotokos. Maybe you can learn the Greek today, okay, for the year 2025. Theotokos. Theo, God, tokos. Mother of God, okay? So, Theo, always God. So, Theotokos, Mother of God. Brother and sister, I think the favorite thing to do of the Blessed Mother is being a mother. I think her life, she loved being a mom a lot. And right now in heaven, she continues love being a mom. She loves being a mom a lot. I think that is her favorite thing to do. She knows how to take care of Jesus. She knows how to take care of human beings because she's human. Right. She's not God. No, Mary is not God at all. We don't worship Mary. Again, Mary is a human. Mary is not God. Being a mom is her favorite thing to do, I think. So, Father Anthony, okay, now she loves being a mom. Okay, how can I apply it to my life? Brother and sister, I think because she loves being a mom so much, so that she loves having children. If you can run into her and tell her, can you be my mom? She loves hearing that a lot. Whenever you are struggling, you are in trouble, if you are running into her and tell her, "Hey, Mom, I'm struggling. Would you help me?" What does she say? Of course. What kind of mom doesn't help her children? What kind of mom doesn't take care of her children? I think whenever you are near the 2025, what happened to you, or what will happen to you, or what are you facing for this year 2025, I want you to offer the whole year to her, so that the very first moment of the year 2025, we have the solemnity of Mother of God. Whenever you remember my... Maybe you don't need to remember my homilies, but remember my words today. Like, whenever you are having troubles, issues, something in your life, running into her and tell her, "I need you, Mom. I need you, my heavenly mom." She will help you. I guarantee that for you, because she loves being a mom. She loves that a lot. And now she's in heaven right now. She's forever take care of you. She's forever looks out for you, looks after you. She always doing that. Even right now she's in heaven. And right now she's in heaven, she has more power to do that, because her intercession in heaven will be the best for you. So, Mother of God, Theotokos. Second point for my homily today is the title, the channel of graces. Have you heard about the Mary's title? She's the channel for all graces. How and why can happen? We know that Adam and Eve, the fathers of the church, they have the image about Eve. Eve, she closed the gates of heaven. When Adam and Eve, when our first original parents, they betrayed God, so they closed the gates of heaven. And then until the moment of Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, so we have a new Eve. New Eve, she is a channel of all graces. Why? Because she opened the gates of heaven again for all humanity. How can that happen? Because we know that Jesus is heaven, right? So God is heaven. Jesus is heaven. Mary, through her, brought into the humanity heaven. Mary, through her body, she brought into, she channels everything, every graces, because she channels God in her womb to the humanity, show that she can be a channel of all graces, because she channels God. Brother and sister, how can I apply that to my life? Because she's a channel of all graces, she will help you receive the graces. Maybe I told this image for you already. But if you can imagine, this is heaven, okay? This is, maybe you hear this homily more often, but I have to repeat this homily again. Can you imagine that you are in heaven right now, okay? So everyone is in heaven right now. This image is just, it's just a human image. But so God is right here. God is the center of heaven, okay? Can you imagine like that? So because God is right in the center of heaven, Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, she will be here. She will be like right here. So, and then because she's right here, okay? She's right here. All the saints in heaven will be surrounded here. And maybe you and me can be like surround this area. Everyone can be surround this area. So she, Mother of God, she's right here in heaven. How can I be closer to God in heaven? If you want to be closer to God in heaven, one thing for you, love. Love will be the key point for you to get closer in heaven. So why Mary is here? Because she has perfect love for our Lord, so that she can be right here. Because she's right here, she's so close to God. So whenever you are praying to her in heaven, hey, Mom, can you help me? Can you help me with in my life right now? I am struggling. Maybe additions, maybe sufferings, maybe cancer, maybe whatever in your life. If you tell her in heaven right now, she will talk to Jesus right here immediately and tell Jesus, hey, Jesus, can you help someone down there? Because that person asking me right now, can you help that person? Help that person because he needs help. You are my son, Jesus. And that person, those people are my children as well. Would you help them? And then Jesus, he will tell his mom, Mom, of course. Why? Because you are my mom. Because you told me that I will do that for you. I will make that happen for you. And then she, Mary in heaven, she channels all the graces from God. Because God is the source of all the graces. She can help you and help me to be the channel of all graces. So she will channel everything now for you on earth. So that the title of the channel of all graces is so important if you are asking her. Okay, that is the second point. The last point, the third point. The Jubilee year. So this year, 2025, will be like the Jubilee year, the holy year of the church. I want to talk one point only. This is so important point for me. I want you to know. So during the holy year, we have indulgences. Indulgences, what does it mean, Father Anthony? Okay, so I heard about that, right? I believe that you heard about indulgences. Indulgences for holy year 2025 is so important for you. When we committed a sin, okay? When you committed a sin, so this is your sin, okay, right here. Your sin follows your punishment. So sin and punishment. Look at me, brother and sister, look at me right now. I know you don't want to look at me because but look at me right now, okay? I wanna like prove for you, I wanna like help you at this point. It's so important. I want you to know, okay? So this is your sin. Okay, you committed like, for example, you committed whatever it is, but mortal sin is right here. And punishment is right here, okay? So when you go to confession, you kill this one. You got this down, okay? God will forgive you completely. However, the punishment is still there. The punishment that you have to pay, that you have to fulfill your punishment. The punishment is right here. Now's holy year is so important. Holy year with the indulgences can help you kill this one. Do you get that? So every single sin we commit, we need to pay the punishment. So that's why we go to purgatory. That's why punishment is right here. Of course, you go to confession. Of course, you go to... What happened if, Father Anthony, what happened if during the holy year you go to confession and you go to and you receive indulgence? You kill both ways. You got them both. That is so important for the holy year. But Father Anthony, how can I get indulgences? Easy enough. Google it. Google it, okay? That's your homework. I should not tell you right now because it's so easy to find online. Do it. Do your homework and then Google how can I get indulgences. Will be like million articles on the website for you to know so that I don't need to keep my homily longer and you're going to hate me forever because Father Anthony, why is the homily so long? Brother and sister, try to learn about how to get indulgences. In Denver, December 29th, the Archbishop and the Bishop opened the Holy Year for the Archdiocese of Denver in Cathedral. If you want to receive indulgences, you can go to the Cathedral, maybe say a rosary, maybe pray over there, maybe attend in masses over there and receive indulgences. Or you can go to the Mother Caprini Shrine, and then you can say a rosary, do the holy hour, reading the gospel, and then just Google it, okay? That's your homework. I don't know. I'll stop talking, but like, try to learn more about indulgences. It's so important. It's so important for you. If you can get confessions and indulgences, you will get both of them down here. So I want you to know that because it's so important for every single Catholic. That's all I have today for you all. Happy New Year, and maybe offer for the whole year to Our Lady. Okay? Offer the whole year. Offer your body, your soul, your family, your relatives, your whatever it is to her. And she will take care of you. Because remember, her favorite thing to do is being a mom. Mom, I told Our Lady before Mass, Mom, take my whole year, 2025. I'll offer the whole year for you. Please take care of me. Please take care of my parishioners. Please take care of my parish. Please take care of my priesthood. Please take care of someone I loved. Please take care of whatever you tell her, okay? I want you to tell her, offer your life, your year, this year, 2025, to her, and she will help you. Well, again, Happy New Year.